We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pete, you talked about getting events to this arena, getting a lot of people to this arena. From an organizational standpoint, what is the concern right now with the empty seats to the hockey team and getting people back here to see them?
Yeah, it's something we need to work on. I mean, look, we still had relatively full buildings all year, you know, despite some people are real disappointed on where we're currently at. But I'm confident that if we turn things around like we expect to on the ice, that everyone will be back in the arena, and this will be the home ice advantage that we need.
Pete, what are season ticket sales? What have they been like?
They've been pretty consistent. I think the season ticket numbers kind of hovered around 9,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood. We're expecting to be about that number as we start. But there's a lot of ways to get people in the building. We're launching a number of new plans. If people want some optionality and they want to come in for fewer games to kind of see where things go, great. If they want to come in on an individual game basis, you know, we'll welcome them there as well.
What's been the sell with this team and getting people maybe to renew those season tickets? I mean, we know the history here.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think it's the experience. You know, when you walk in here, it's a hockey barn. It's a great place to see a game. We've got a young and talented team. We love the way they played at the end of the season. You know, Lindy's back now for his second year, and he's had a chance to put a stamp on the team. So I think there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this season.
What's the status with making upgrades here? What might we see next? Have you reached out to the state for help?
Yeah, so when I came in, Terry and I talked about the future of the arena and what we wanted to do. You know, he's invested every year. I think you guys know last year we put the new scoreboard in, put the new roof on. We've got some things that I'm not quite ready to announce today that we've done over the summer as well that are coming up. And now we're also looking at the long-term future of the arena.
So you're not ready to Brian Sweet.
There's nothing specific right now, but we said every year we're going to make improvements in the building and make improvements to the fan experience, and we're going to be doing it again this summer.
Reach out to the state at all for help?
Yeah, we've talked to the state, we've talked to the county. We're kind of in preliminary discussions there. We're trying to map out the long-term plan, and they'll be a part of whatever we do.
We learned that you were working with Populous at one point in terms of extending that. Does that continue? And what are you looking to do beyond the scoreboard, beyond the roof?
Yeah, Jeff, I've been here a little over a year. These processes take time, so we've been doing some discovery and due diligence, looking at the things that work, looking at the things that don't work, going to other facilities, looking at what the future of this building might look like. We brought Populous in probably about 8 months ago, and they've been doing a study on the building as well, and we've been meeting every month trying to put a plan together. I'd still characterize it as preliminary in nature, but they're taking a hard look at what the next steps in this facility need to be.
We're coming up on 30 years of this facility. Yeah. Does it need...
Yeah, I think it's the oldest building in the National Hockey League that have yet to undergo a major renovation. So absolutely needs some work.
Can I ask you one specific, and I don't know if you can answer or not, the seats. Is that something that can be come up in the next phase?
Yeah, it's definitely on the radar. There's a number of things that we know our fans are interested in. One of them is the seats. Just candidly, Paul, one of the things we're waiting on is trying to determine what are we doing long term. before we go in and put in a whole new swath of brand new seats. It doesn't make as much sense until we understand what we're doing with the building long term, but it's something that's definitely on the radar.
Can you shed any light, sir, on where things do stand with the county initially? County executive told us earlier they want to get out of the arena business by October. He indicated today that that may not happen that quickly. Where do things stand?
I think we're in a great place relative to the lease. You know, there's a lot of optionality there. I mean, right now we could just move forward and it's going to roll over for another 5 years. You know, our goal is to make sure this team is here long term and well situated. We think this building is a catalyst for growth in downtown Buffalo. That's why we're trying to program it as many nights a year as we possibly can.
If they're out of the arena business, though, as this is in town, who would you lease it from?
Well, look, they're moving out of the stadium business, right? So, yeah, we found a path there, so we're pretty confident we'll find a path relative to the arena as well.
The 200 events.
It doesn't really expire. There's some options that occur on September 30th that we're looking at. It can automatically extend for 5 years, which is likely the path we'll take. You could also opt out. And then there's another year on the lease after that. But the way conversations are trending, it's likely just to continue the way it is.
Are there plans that these two have conversations with the county for future renovations with this arena? Is that something that is in the works or that's thought about?
I wouldn't say they're in the plans yet, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think the partnership we have at the stadium has worked out incredibly well. The county and the state have been incredible to work with over there, and you know, we like the way that that project's coming along. So when the time is right, I'm sure we'll have that discussion.
Pete, a couple hockey.
The 200 events, I mean, concerts, what do you envision bringing to Buffalo?
I would say we're open for business. You know, it's fun to have events like McCartney that only selected 18 places to play to pick Buffalo as a destination. So since I arrived, and it's been Terry's mandate, he wants this building active as many nights a year as possible. We've grown even in the first year. We've got more emphasis on doing it again. We've got the NCAAs coming in 2026, for instance. So we're out there actively trying to bring events to this building, and we won't be satisfied until we get 200 a year.
Maybe the circus?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of dates, possibly. Look, it could be anything. I mean, this was great about this arena. It really, we got the Sabres, we have the Bandits, we have concerts, we have family shows. Every demographic that is in the city of Buffalo is going to walk through this building at some point, so we want to program it to reflect that.
Well, upgrades help in that regard. The NCAA, those types of events, if this gets renovated in some capacity, does that help attract?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's things that people don't think about, you know, parking, ingress, egress, what's the back of the house look like so that bigger events can come here? How quickly can you flip a building from day to day so you can have events on back-to-back nights, for instance? So, yeah, I would say there's a lot of things kind of systemically in the building that you want to look at to make sure you're prepared for as many events as possible. Look, from a ticketing standpoint, it's always going to be a focus and definitely urgency. I think, again, there's a lot of ways to fill a building. Season tickets, you'd love to have it consistently north of 10,000, maybe in that 12,000 range. I've operated buildings like this before, and I would kind of position that as more of a sweet spot. But there's all kinds of group sales opportunities. There's individual game sales opportunities. There's options on types of tickets that people can buy. So it's not just about season tickets. It's about putting plans together to get as many people in here on a nightly basis as you can.
Pete, a hockey question, a couple of hockey questions. First off, that stewardship of your role and of the Sabres for the last year, most recently with the NHL draft decentralized. What were some of your impressions of that? Being in Orchard Park, having Jarmo Kekalainen and Eric Staal in the room, what was that like to be a part of that? What were your takeaways from that?
Yeah, look, my background is in the NFL and the NBA, and we have decentralized drafts there, and they've gone very well. I think from an organizational perspective, from ownership to Kevin to Lindy to myself, I think we liked that model. It was nice to have everybody in the same place. It was nice to be sequestered. We've shared our thoughts with the league, and I wouldn't be surprised if it continued.
Did the Sabres vote for another decentralized draft?
I wouldn't say there was a vote. Okay. You know, they did poll us and ask us what we thought, and we thought it went well for us, and it's something that we would sign up for again.
Okay, and then it's also, has there been any contact with the NHL about a possible outdoor game at Highmark in the future, at the new Highmark?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you guys know we've been public that we're pursuing the NFL draft, and I think the most likely dates for that would be 29 and 30 if that worked out. We've talked to the league about the Winter Classic. We talked to them about the Stadium Series. We told them we want it. we'd love to have it here. And right now we're in the process of kind of looking at the dates that might make the most sense for that.
Mm-hmm. So what's the feedback from the NHL been about New Highmark hosting?
Yeah, they would love to have it here. You know, the first outdoor game in NHL history was hosted here in Buffalo. It was a big success. It was approximately 20 years ago. So it'll be fun to maybe memorialize that type of event with another one here in this market, and to do it at the new stadium, I think it's the perfect venue for it.
What can you say about Terry's thoughts on the offseason and the direction the team's going to go? A ton of changes, obviously,
yeah.
Personnel-wise in the front office, coaching staff, puts them on ice, stuff. Just curious what you might feel.
Yeah, I'd say like we're incredibly focused. I think we all sat down with Kevin at the end of the season and talked about what the future might be. And I think you've seen a series of moves. Bringing in Yarmo was big for us. He's got a high level of experience. I think he's going to be a great addition to the team. Making some moves on the strength and conditioning side, bringing in Eric Staal. And then we made a number of on-the-ice moves as well. We needed to get better defensively, and we think we did. So, you know, look, until we drop the puck, you know, it's always hard to say how things are going to work out, but we can't wait till October and we're playing hockey.
Kevin has said many times that he knows that you have to earn your fans back, and he understands that from your job.
Yeah, we agree. First of all, it's great to have a GM that understands that and admits that. And our focus is just turning this around, making the playoffs, getting Buffalo Sabres hockey back to where people expect it to be.
Hey, can we get you on the stadium in Orchard Park? We had mentioned last time we spoke, summer of 2026 was a hope. That's a year from
Yeah.
Where do things stand in terms of construction? Will it be ready? And how's that been
going? Yeah, absolutely on time, on pace. There's about 1,400 workers there on a daily basis right now. The inside of the stadium is starting to develop to the point where it's starting to really look like the building that I think we all envisioned. We're going to get the keys in July, and we look forward to opening it up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.